The Gemara in Daf Yudaleh discusses the issue of Gzeiras Tikra. So if you have a board which is more than four tefachim wide that you're going to use for schach, so this is machlokas in the Mishnah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to use it for a roof. Rabbi Meir holds you're not allowed to use it for a roof. And we paskin in general that you cannot use such a wide piece of schach. Four tefachim is fairly wide, but you can't have a 2x4. You can have a 2x4 because the measurements are 2x4, which for there being 4 inches, not four tefachim. But if you have that type of a board, a piece of plywood, something like that, which is very wide, you can't use it as schach. And the Gemara explains, and the Rishonim explain that basically, if a person looks up and he sees something that looks exactly like a roof over his head, he's going to see mali zeh, mali koros besi. What's the difference between the sukkah and my actual house? And therefore, he's going to just forego sitting in the sukkah altogether because he's not going to even understand what the purpose of the sukkah is, which, as we've said before, is the schach. The schach is what the sukkah is nikra al shmo. And therefore, if you don't have schach that looks any different than a regular roof, even though technically it fits the parameters of it's not mekabel tuma, it's tolish min hakarka, but in the end of the day, it's not something that the person will notice, and he will therefore go back into his house. So this idea of Gzeiras Tikra is clearly a psul midrabbanan, and based on that, there's a Tosfos on Daf Beis that asks the question. Tosfos on Daf Beis is going on the Gemara where they discussed if you build a tall sukkah that's l'mala michaf, what's the psul? So one of the answers, and the answer that we accept, is that it's a diras keva if it's l'mala michaf. If you have a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall, you're going to have to build it in such a way that it has to be a diras keva. It will not be a diras arai. You can't have a temporary structure that's going to stand if it's that tall. You have to really build it well. So then the Gemara asked, wait a minute, what if I build it well and it's less than 20 amos? If I build a really nice, sturdy panel sukkah or wood sukkah, something that's very solid, is that going to be possible because it's called a diras keva? So the Gemara says, no, basically the diras keva rule is the parameters of how tall it can be. But if you build it as a diras keva within those parameters, then it's okay. So Tosos asks the question at the end of the Dibur Maskal Ki Avid Le Diras Keva Shapir Dami. Just asks a simple question. He says, I don't understand. How come when it rains on Sukkot, the Mishnah later on says that it's a... That it's a siman klala. He says, why is it a siman klala? It should be that you should be able to build your schach in such a way that the rain can't come in. You should build it with thick boards or wide boards and, you know, nail them down, and then the rain won't be able to get in. You'll be in violation of Gzeiras Tikra. So the way Tosfos said, let me see if I can find the line. So Tosfos says, mikol makom, nevertheless, even though you'll be in violation of Gzeiras Tikra, kevin de lo aser ele midrabanan, since it's only nisr de rabanan, lo shaykh le meimar shay geshamim simen klala, it's not shaykh to say that the geshamim are simen klala, meaning geshamim simen klala is mashma on a daraisa level, that in Shamayim Hashem is saying, I don't want your yeshiva besukkah, I'm not interested in your avoda. Okay, so that is on a daraisa level. Because the rabbanan came along and asered Gzeiras Tikra, and you made a wide board schach that keeps the rain out, so then min haTorah, that's acceptable. And therefore, Gisham should not be a siman klala. It should be that when it rains on sukkahs, it's a siman that you should have built your sukkah in such a way that it keeps the rain out. That is Tosfos's kasha. So Tosfos answers, so he says that there's a difference between how you build the walls of the sukkah and how you build the schach of the sukkah. If you build the walls of the sukkah using panels, using wood, even using metal, not according to Chazon Ish, but according to most poskim, and it's a really sturdy structure, that is acceptable because you built it within the parameters that it could have been a diras arai, wasn't taller than 20 amos. But if you build the schach, which is the whole ikar of the sukkah, as Tosfos says, she'ikar ha-sukkah al-shem ha-schach, lo miskashra ad avid la-arai. That is not going to be kasher until you build an arai. So in the end of the day, what about the sukkah has to be a diras arai? The schach. The walls of the sukkah have to conform to the rules of diras arai, but the schach has to actually be diras arai. And therefore, although Gzeiras Tikra is only a psul midrabanan, whereas the boards are too wide, if you were to nail them down in such a way that they would prevent the rain from coming in, then that sukkah would be considered a diras keva, and it would be pasul min haTorah.